The rental agent asked if I had ever driven on the wrong side of the road. Was this a trick question, I wondered? Was he trying to get me to admit to some driving infraction in an effort to raise the rental rate? And then he smiled, acknowledging that in America, we drive on the opposite side of the road than they do in New Zealand, where I was renting the car. So the question is, which is the wrong side of the road to drive on? The answer, I would say, is neither. Which side of the road to drive on is not some law of nature, immutable and unchanging. It's simply a practice, a convention. The only wrong side of the road to drive on would be ignoring the local standards and driving against traffic. This is a problem in any place, whether the practice is to drive on the right side or the left side of the road. Given that so many people renting cars in New Zealand come from countries where folks drive on the other side of the road, there are signs everywhere that say, keep left. Even on the speedometer, there was an arrow reminding the driver which side of the road to be driving on. Being directionally challenged myself, all of these reminders were much appreciated, though at times confusing. Which side of the road to drive on reflects the reality that in many aspects of life, countries, cultures, even people can have different perspectives on an issue with neither one being right or wrong. It's just a matter of perspective. The problem becomes when someone believes that their perspective is the only perspective, that their perspective is the correct perspective, that driving on their side of the road is inherently true and driving on the other side of the road is wrong. Regrettably, people often vigorously and energized argue over issues which legitimately have different perspectives. There are times that people are so committed to their perspective that they can neither admit or even see the other person's point of view. Fights over perspectives can be particularly difficult to resolve, for there is no empirical reason that one side is more correct than the other, and there is no inherent overarching value which would determine which position is ethically grounded and thus the right position to hold. Determining which issues are just a matter of perspective and which issues are factually or ethically based now clouds so many conversations. If we could learn to step back and try to see another person's perspective, we may find that we have more in common with each other than we realize. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi at OurJewishCommunity.org and Congregation Beth Adam, and as always, thanks for listening.